talk about two of Utah's greatest passions dominated a Capitol Hill hearing on Wednesday. KUER's Judy Fays reports on the resulting clash over deregulating beekeeping.
American Fork Republican Mark Roberts has a bill to scrap the Beehive State's requirement to register beehives. He says the mandate in current law is widely ignored, widely unknown, and unenforced.
If you look at that whole section, it says it is unlawful to have bees without registering the state. So we're just saying, hey, you're not a criminal if you have bees.
Roberts says his bill would encourage beekeeping and voluntary registration. Libertarian activist and backyard beekeeper Connor Boyack says hobbyists rely on one another already for tips on pesticides and apiary disease, so they resent government meddling in Utah's hives.
They thought either the whole beehive state regulation thing was out of whack. It was mostly a philosophic objection. There's no value there. I don't think I should be on a government database somewhere. Leave me alone. I'm going to go pursue my hobby.
Registration advocates say keeping hive tallies helps keep colonies healthy, and the state's $10 annual per hive fee bankrolls apiary oversight. Utah Agriculture Commissioner Luann Adams defends the registry of around 2,000 beekeepers for allowing her agency to monitor bee populations and to prevent diseases from spreading. Commercial beekeeper Jim Jones agrees that those current regulations help protect his business.
As a business owner, and as my livelihood depends on bees, I'm scared to death of deregulation. I'm scared to death of people saying, hey, I can just do whatever I want.
The joint legislative panel adjourned before acting on the bill. Judy Fays, KUER News.